At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you enjoyed last night's first semifinal in the college football playoff. We'll get to more of that as the show goes on. What an epic game that was. It certainly delivered the goods for those hoping to be a great football game. It was a great football game. But
one of the best football games I've ever seen.
Ever?
Ever.
It was good.
Yeah. It was there with what was on the line. There was probably maybe some better games. You go, oh, wow, that was a crazy game. Not with what was it at stake. Oh, wow. We'll get to I've got, like I said,
we can go
2 hours on that.
Last night's game. We'll get to that here as the show goes on. But we start things off with idle chit chat. Just happened a second ago. I'll kick things off here because there's a moment that just happened right before the show.
Steve's been very nosy.
Yeah, well, it wasn't even that. It's something different besides that. There's two things that happened in the minutes he was here before the show.
Would you please say hi to Ellie?
Good morning to Ellie, our producer over there. Yes, she was here on time. I was a little late today, but... You know.
A little? I poured cold coffee into my deal because I thought
I don't
it was
know why you did that.
You
could have felt the sigh and realized it was cold.
Well, I did after...
You've been rude from the moment I walked in.
here's what happened, Bill. Bill did not witness this, so I'll tell him what happened. I went out there, and you had your McDonald's bag for breakfast. You brought in a bag. And usually you have a sandwich with your coffee. Sausage. And I saw today you had some oatmeal. I said, trying to eat a little healthier. He says, no, not really. Then I said, well, why'd you get the sandwich? Why'd you get the oatmeal? Well, I'm trying to watch my weight a little bit. I said, I just said the same thing 10 seconds ago. How could you push back on that?
You're getting ripped up. Is this a New Year's resolution? Twisted steel?
It's the fact he said
wire
no.
And admitted it
10 seconds later.
There's no big change. I do eat the oatmeal sometimes. I have brought in oatmeal.
It's not common, though. You do, like, you know, once a month, maybe.
I think if he's saying he's trying to be healthy, and then, no, I'm not trying to be healthy at all. I'm just trying to drop a little weight.
Well, that's kind of it.
You admitted what I was going after 10 seconds later after you ripped it
the first time.
What happened?
I didn't really rip it. I just didn't want to acknowledge it out of the gate. And then when you pressed me, I was like, yeah, I mean, you're right. You don't want to talk about. Like, Swim talks about, you know,
weight loss
all the time. You should have heard Jake the other day. It was hilarious on the spillover. Yeah. Swim made reference to his weight loss, and Jake goes, oh, there's that again.
It is big.
I did do that.
I'd love to have been part of that conversation. Yeah.
Oh, tell me more.
Goes, yeah. Oh, yeah,
tell me
that.
More.
Yeah. There's that again.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I do. I probably go 60-40 on sausage egg McMuffin versus oatmeal.
No, not even close.
Bill,
no.
Bill, we see him. I'm going to go 90 to 10.
82-18.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
at
the minimum.
Yeah. Minimum, yeah. 82-18. Young Ben, chime in.
I got two
Do you
oatmeals
think Ben
the other
listens
day.
To us?
No. No, he didn't answer.
Absolutely not.
He answered
Absolutely
the phone.
Not. They're,
I called him at like 6:30 2 days ago because there was an issue with the video, and he answered the phone after about 6 rings. It went to voicemail. It's about to go to voicemail. He did answer the phone. Sounded very confused.
Hello?
It was exactly that. It's exactly what it was. But he brought it through and he figured it out, and I appreciate that from Ben. But there's no chance he's listening to the show. None.
I'm trying to think what he said. No, he's not an early morning person.
No.
He was forced to be on the show, but he was always here. Kudos to Ben.
Yes. I have not been able to beat Ellie to work.
She's early.
I generally always
You're
beat,
kidding me.
Beat Ben and Jake to work. Elia cannot beat to work. She's, I don't know what time she's here. It must be sometime around 4 and has everything opened up and ready to go. She's ready
Might
to go.
Might be 3:45, actually.
Yeah, 5:15? Is that what she's saying?
She's saying 3:45, I think. she's remarkable. Thank you.
She beats you here, Jake. Jake was a little late. I'm sorry.
I'm going to say 5:42 today. It was a little late, but I already had some stuff dubbed in, which I usually takes the morning up, but I already had that done.
I think he has to do that now because Ellie, you know, with the security breach that we've had where she looks over his shoulder the first song of the day and tries to get ahead of everything, and then she tweets it out.
Yep.
And she's.
I had to do it yesterday to prevent any sort of problem this morning. So
you know if Jake has a fun day planned, when you get a text around 9:15, rundown's done. Then you know.
Well, it's either a fun day or a very busy day. Oftentimes, this time
of
year, it's busy
versus
fun.
My first thought is I hope there's no news that happens the next. All right. And if there is news,
we could just change the rundown and move things down. That's the beauty of it.
We got to take it easy on Jake. Yeah. We do. We've been a little hard on you today, but you've been a little rude.
No, I asked you if I asked a question about the gift. You tried to open a box up.
You tried to open it. Yeah.
You said, "Oh, what's this?" I said, "Well, it's hidden for a reason." Then you snooped around more to see what the label said.
He does that. He snoops on my papers all the time. He's always wants to see what's going on for Bill's Thrills. Wants to get ahead. Trying to get ahead.
He's a journalist. He wants to find information out, Bill. We have a gift.
I didn't know.
I'm not opening yet, though. It's not for the first hour.
You're punishing us. Me.
Yes. Yeah. For you, for sure. Not opening it yet. Anything else? Idle chit chat for you guys this morning.
Before
we get to the roll call and then the game discussion.
No, my life is very uninteresting, and I'm not going. I don't have anything particularly worthwhile to share.
Okay. Well, that's fascinating news there for you.
I'm on the grind.
It's grinding. Did you have to write last night?
No. A little bit.
Not much.
Not much. There's a lot going on. I got in. I'm going out of town, so I got to get a lot done.
Next week. End of next week.
Is it total vacation, or do you have to do some
work? Great question.
Will you take your laptop with you? Will it be in tow?
It's debatable. I don't know right now. I'm thinking no.
Well, how do we get a hold of Sean? I'll get a hold of Sean.
We need to
I'll
talk to Sean.
Yep. To find out.
This might be a total vacation.
Yes.
Might be a total.
I would like to have the conversation about, hey, will you be doing the show from the road? And you'll be like, that might work out. Yeah. And we all know that there's no chance that you're doing it.
Nope.
None that you're going to show.
You know what? I might do that.
Yeah. You know what? That's good. What time is it on now? Is it 6?
Jake knows my thoughts on that. I'm not big on the dial-in show.
But if it's happening for somebody, it's going to happen. It can happen for you too.
Only in a case of an emergency would I do it.
I've not tried this yet, but I went off
an emergency.
We talked, and it won't be the same. I know that, but I followed up with Heyman on, and I got one of these new headsets, a Comrex headset. It's not like what the Comrex like we have, but it's supposed to be much better according to Heyman. And I purchased them, so I have to be plugged into the computer with this headset on. It's supposed to be better if I'm ever remote.
Well, we should test it out sometime and see how good it sounds.
Can we do that?
We can test it before the show. Before a show, absolutely.
You're more apt to be remote than me.
Let's not forget, Bill, that on Black Friday, you know, I was in Wisconsin, you were here, and Sip was up at 6:15, which he could have. I was watching the show. And by the way, he had the link to jump on the stream. Link. Didn't hear from me when I got here.
He says I
watched it at 6:15. The show was great today. I said, we could have jumped on.
I just don't know. I didn't think there was a reason. I thought, the show's going good.
I talked to Ben coming in right away. He goes, I sent Sip the link. I go, there's no chance. I said, zero.
He was watching it for the first zero.
I was up. I watched almost the whole show.
Jake did the show from a swimming pool.
I did.
It was incredible. It was.
It was very hot in that room, by the way. It got very warm in there.
I'll bet.
I'd love to see a cannonball behind him or something. That'd have been.
I was hoping somebody
would. Not at that time.
Cannonball.
Not at that time. Nobody's doing that.
Somebody came into the hot tub about 7:45. That was not visible on the camera.
I can't imagine. That would be. I think this is idle chit chat.
Yeah.
It would never happen. But just to think about, you're at a hotel. Hey, you want to get in the hot tub?
Oh.
At a public hot tub?
No, I don't.
No. No, I have no desire for that one.
My sister got in a hot tub once, and she got really bad bumps all over her skin. She told me I would never even think about doing it. I'm not getting in a public hot tub. I don't even understand a hot tub. I'm always tired. Anyway, they make you tired, right?
What if you're trying to go to sleep?
I don't think they're filled of NyQuil. No, I don't think.
Well, I thought they kind of designed to make.
People don't go in the hot tubs typically in the morning. It's usually a nightcap type of thing to maybe put you to sleep in that instance.
Relax.
Yes. To relax before you go to bed.
Yes.
Now you cannot go to bed without taking a shower because there's so much chlorine in those things. You have to shower.
Yeah. Oh.
So if you ever maybe,
we have one. Yeah. We have one. Gigi uses it quite often. Really? Even when it was there, when it was whatever zero the other day, she was in it.
Really?
Yep.
Outside?
Yep.
Outdoors?
Yeah, it's really hard to put one in your kitchen. Really difficult to have one. Hey, I'd like to have a hot
also
tub.
Also, not encouraged, but by the way.
Could we put it inside?
Could you have it in the basement?
I wouldn't I think the condensation would be ridiculous.
It would be horrible.
It would be horrible to have a hot tub in your basement.
I have a blind spot here. I thought you could have them inside.
I don't know if I've ever seen an inside hot tub.
Well, wasn't there one inside the pool?
That's like a... Okay.
It was inside the pool.
That's an, you know...
It's an indoor pool.
In-ground one.
Pool?
Usually they're above ground.
Pool? Indoor pool?
There's an indoor...
And notice, those rooms have insane condensation. You walk in there, it's like a steam room when you walk in the indoor pools with the hot tubs.
That's my confusion, though. There's an indoor pool. Yeah. I mean, that was not an outdoor pool.
That was indoor.
Right. And there was an indoor jacuzzi.
I think if you just stop by an area... hot tub salesman today and just say, I'm thinking about putting it in my living room. I don't think they're
going to... He pauses and laughs.
What
it's not
about
a good
downstairs?
Sign for you.
Yeah. What about downstairs by the shower?
No. Absolutely not.
No?
No.
Sure about that.
Are you hungry?
Not yet. He already ate his oatmeal. He can't be hungry yet, Bill.
I didn't eat the whole thing.
Yeah, that's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Renew. Please call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com. They do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray and bed liners, and more. Renewyourauto.com. It is time for a roll call on a Friday. Please text us your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else today, Bill, do we want from the Breakers?
I want to know their thumbs up or thumbs down on the first year of the playoffs. When their thumbs up, not just did the committee get the right teams. I just want to know thoughts on the 12-team playoffs.
And we need to. There's some things we need to learn. We didn't know that the ACC.
That was a bad miss by us.
Can
guys.
You remember last bad year miss. They had a big deal at the SEC talking about whether they're going to go to 9, going to be at 8. All this conversation, everything was about the SEC doing this. I'm still befuddled over this.
Why does nobody talk about the ACC?
I'm just so. But it was real simple. I talked about the Big 12 a bunch. Well, they play 9. They play 9.
I know.
10, and then the ACC. I had no idea.
They went 2-11 in bowl season. ACC did. It's pretty telling about that.
They
conference.
Did what?
2-11 in bowl season.
I know, but that doesn't have anything to do with us not knowing that they only play 8 games.
We don't pay attention to them. They didn't have anybody that was like top of the league this year.
Because I was such a schedule fanatic that I think that leagues play different number of games, I think, is just wrong.
I know.
I'm big on that one.
And we always took the SEC to task.
Yes.
And we never included the ACC.
No, just left them out. Just left them out. Like, they could do whatever they want.
And when I read that paragraph.
It's the forgotten conference.
When I read that paragraph the other night, I was like, there's so much about college football I still don't know.
That one got me.
More to learn.
So not going to lie.
More
that
to learn.
That one got me.
All right, here comes some response from the text line. And I won't forget YouTube also. I got to give those guys some response there. We got Les in Lincoln. Thumbs. Here's the problem. The thumbs is like, it's really yellow. It's hard to see. So I got to squint and see if it's saying thumbs up, thumbs down. I think he says thumbs up, age 72 on the playoff. Pecan pie, thumbs
the
up.
The pie.
Driving down I-80 right now.
Oh, where's he whipping to? Pie, check in.
Wonder which way.
Yeah, we give us a direction.
East, west, which way are you going there, pecan pie? John in Roscoe, Illinois, age 41, double thumbs up on the playoff so far.
Yeah, I'm with him. I'm triple.
J-Train, age 30.
I'm quadruple.
J-Train in age 30 in Omaha, thumbs up. Tony in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, says definitely thumbs up.
This is no fun. Isn't there anybody?
Does anybody not like the playoffs so far?
Anybody go back to the BCS?
Just go to another question.
Pete and Bennett, thumbs up. Jay in Winter Park, Florida, thumbs down.
Down, there
from
you go.
Jay in Winter Park, age 59.
He wants the BCS. He wanted Oregon and Georgia in the championship game.
Wouldn't have been bad.
Yeah. Greg in Fishers, Indiana, age 52, thumbs up. Jim in Randolph, age 57, thumbs up.
Randolph.
Bob in Montana, thumbs down, age 69 from Bob in Montana.
Montana.
So there's two thumbs down.
See, there you go. Things are getting real out there.
Chet in Nebraska City, age 32, thumbs up.
What a great name.
He says
Chet.
He says 100, by the way.
100. Chet.
Chet.
I want a friend named Chet. I'll ask Chet if I can be his friend.
I think Sip will see a Chet next week. Won't you?
I'd love to see
Chet Holmgren for the Thunder.
Good job, Jake.
You'll see a Chet playing professional basketball.
Good pull.
Thank you. GP in Gretna, age 34, thumbs up. Brian in Beatrice. Playoff concept is great. Needs some fine tuning. He's going to go thumb sideways on that one.
That's a good.
He's one. Right on that. He's thumb right. Some fine tuning. My thing's only the seating. That's my only bugaboo.
Tim, age 49, in snowy Dallas. Yeah, it's snowing down there.
We need updates on that.
Thumbs up and a high five. We got a game tonight in Dallas, the Cotton Bowl.
That's indoors though, right?
It's indoors. Yeah. Yes, but the issue is the infrastructure.
Yeah.
Getting around Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not built for snow down there.
They're not built for that. They don't have,
No, they're not. Infrastructure.
Jesse in Milford, two thumbs up. Swift in Lincoln working out at Genesis at 70th and A. Very specific.
Oh, that's yours.
That's mine.
That's yours, yes.
Thumbs up for a 12-team playoff. Mm-hmm. Likes it. Lyle, you like that name, in Omaha.
We love
856, thumbs up.
Imagine that.
Lyle.
Hey, where's Lyle? Hey, Lyle, grab Chet. That'd be great.
Now, this is surprising. You know, Corey and Lincoln is kind of a curmudgeon. Can we say that? Would you agree he's a curmudgeon in general?
100.
He says double thumbs up, just fix the seating.
Did
somebody hack your phone, Corey? Yeah. You've been hacked?
That's Apply the perfect.
Have you heard from the blanket?
No.
Beef taco.
Corey's response is the perfect one.
It is.
Yeah. The games have outweighed that whole discussion, thankfully. But they do need to tweak that. You can't. The artificial bye was...
I tell you what was really awesome though.
Artificial buys.
All four teams lost.
Everyone had to win two games to get to the Final Four. Everyone did it, and the bye just tells you one thing: they're immediately going to go to. Not immediately after this year's over, they're going to 16.
You think so?
Yeah. Before that, what was the argument? It's like, well, you got to have that bye. Got to have that bye.
Could they go to? So they will go to 16. You think next? I don't.
No, it won't be next year. I think the contract.
2026.
The contract is too strong. In the contract. Right. Everyone has to turn their keys.
Right.
Even like the Mountain West has to agree to a change. And they're not going to agree to that. They're going to be like, no. We like the plan right now.
2026.
Yeah.
That'll be the change.
Yes. John in Fremont, loving the playoffs, thumbs up. Kyle in Hooper, 100% thumbs up.
Hooper.
Chad in Kyle,
Logan
Texas,
View.
Age 53, thumbs up. Tom in Bettendorf, Iowa, age 68, thumbs up on the playoffs so far.
Bettendorf.
In Waterloo, says 64, working out in his basement. Thumbs up.
In the basement.
That's Husker Mike, by the way.
Wonder if he's doing heavy squats.
Wonder what you do in the
When's basement? The last time you got under a good squat rack and really just knocked one out?
I don't do them.
Yeah, no one does. No, why they're hard and they're painful.
There are older dudes I see at Planet Fitness doing. But I believe I'm past the age of doing that.
Grant. Yeah, that Grant.
That's Grant.
In Santa Fe. And his son, Duke, 5 months old, listening, said a thumbs up. He wants a 2014 playoff, though. He wants chaos.
He sent a picture from Fort Collins to me yesterday.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, sent a picture from Fort Collins, yes.
Now
Fort
he's in Santa
Collins.
Fe.
Yeah, he's in Santa Fe. They're in the RV.
How you would go to Santa
in the
Fe
RV.
Through Fort Collins?
Absolutely. Not really.
Collins is a little out of the way.
They may have taken a little side turn there.
Fort Collins is not interstate from my...
Also, people talk about, okay, how do you do this? Is impossible. To do this kind of playoffs and other stuff. The FCS did a 2014 playoff, and they were done on the 6th of January.
Yep, and everybody...
And no mayhem. Now, there was... And then, how many times have you heard in the FCS, why are they in? Why are they in? You see the score of that first game?
I don't hear that.
So they still had byes. They still have byes. And the byes worked for those teams, because everyone who got the bye all went on, all moved on.
Okay. Okay.
Jay in Denver, David in Lindy up by Niobrara area. You ever been to Lindy before? They get the small cafe.
Yeah.
Small ghost town kind
That's of. That's a town.
868. Thumbs up from David in Lindy. Jeff in McCook, 52. Thumbs up. Ryan in California with this. Thumbs up.
Ryan.
Joe in Boulder going to YouTube now.
Back to Ryan. Yeah. Fires, are you safe?
Oh, yeah. Please confirm that, Ryan. Yes. Seriously. Terrible situation out
Fires.
There. YouTube. Then we'll move on. Genghis. Says, big fan. We have somebody has a situation on YouTube, by the way.
What's that?
This came up at 6:02 when the show started. It says, guys, this is from Blake. Guys, I need help. My girlfriend of 2 years dumped me last night.
Oh, wow.
I think he's talking to the breakers that are on the chat, but he also might be asking us as well.
You didn't. You're fine. You'll be fine in two days.
A year and a half ago, I gave some.
Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some love advice.
Dr. Bill.
We should have a call-in for a relationship, Bill. Yes. And I'll talk in this voice, and I'll play a little background music. Yes.
Dr. Bill, with you.
I tell you one thing that I try to avoid. Don't stalk her social media page.
Nope.
No texting. Not that. Hey, just letting you know I'm thinking about you. Nope. Yep. Nope. Go radio silent. Go radio silent. Yes.
You're better off.
Yes. And then just remember you're gonna upgrade.
Yeah.
You're gonna upgrade big time.
This
is an opportunity.
Get a newer model.
Yeah.
You'll be fine, Blake. We believe in you.
Mark Tinder.
Mark
We believe in you.
Mark on Twitter.
Believe in you. Don't ever text me that.
I'll quit the show that day
if you do that.
If I say we believe in you?
Yeah. Yes.
We believe in you.
Let him know. Blake, let us know. Let us know your first.
We believe in you.
We believe
I'm
in
done.
You. I'm done.
With the prayer.
I just want to know right now if Blake's like, all right.
We believe in you.
Three-legged still believes in me.
I got this.
I'm gonna
Great
get on,
Friday.
I'm going to get on Hinge.
You'll be all right,
text
Blake.
Text me the words. I believe in you.
Stephen in Mead, Washington, while listening this morning. Justin with us. Tyler and GI, thumbs up. Blake says, thanks for the encouragement to the breakers who have chimed in with response.
Thank you.
Albert, age 56, thumbs up. Braden in Manhattan, Kansas. We believe in you. Timmy on West A Street.
You didn't say we, you said I. I believe in you. So this is just Jake only. Bill and Sip right now don't know if you're going to come out of this or not.
I believe in you, Blake.
I believe in you. I believe in you.
I believe in you, Blake.
You're going to date again.
Nothing genuine.
You'll come out of this,
all.
Blake. David in Omaha, but living in Fayetteville right now. Born in Omaha, living in Fayetteville at this moment. Chiming in, age 47. Jack in Plattsmouth. Seth in Cozad, age 23. I've never seen that. Morning, Seth. First time from Seth in Cozad.
See if you can get another 23-year-old on the show to be a listener, to build a breaker.
Build a breaker.
Yeah, we're building
breakers.
Never stop
building a breaker.
This is nice. I've spent time in Cozad. I spoke out there to the hospital fundraiser. It was incredible. Did the golf outing. I mean, I feel like I'm part of Cozad.
The golf outing.
Yes.
Hey, that's good.
With Jared Crick.
I'm glad you're acknowledging this. We need new listeners.
Kenton, Phelps County. That's Holdridge, age 62.
Oh, yeah.
And I do one last check of the text line. And guess who texted in?
Who?
Beef Tacos.
The Beef Taco is in.
Beef Tacos is here. He says, thumbs to the side on the playoff, age 26. There's Beef Tacos.
Beef Taco's only 26? I thought Beef Taco was easily late 50s.
Why did you think
I don't know. I don't know, but I really like that. And also, Beef Taco, Jake believes in you.
I do. You guys believe in you also, man. I'm with you. I am with you, Beef.
Just threw it out just out of...
Hey, Blake.
I believe in you.
Blake, you got this, man. I believe in you. That is the roll call sponsored by Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Go see Sarah and the team today, just south of 48th and Holdridge. Start the weekend off right with bowling, billiards, pool. Billiards is pool. Darts, karaoke, and great food at EJ's Bar and Lounge. Last night was the first semifinal in the college football playoff. Notre Dame takes down Penn State 27-24. It was 10-all going to the fourth. There were 31 points scored between these two teams in the fourth.
What was the final score again?
Back and forth game, 27-24. Notre Dame takes down Penn State.
24 in the second half. Scores 24 points in the second half.
It was 10-3 at half. Correct. Oh,
that's right. 24 points in the second half.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
You could go down 10,000 things, but let's just start with one with an early one.
Okay.
The backup quarterback delivers and gets him a 3 points, but that was a big drive.
And
that was
jelly.
He hit a couple throws, and he looked like he was prepared.
Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't like that look in his face didn't have that look, and he wasn't like, "Where's my helmet? What do I do? What are we doing?"
He was the one who was beaten out by Riley Leonard, but you're exactly right. He came in 6 of 7.
He was 6 of 7.
Right out of the gate.
And that pass rush was on him the whole time. They were coming after him.
They were
heating him up.
And give Denbrock some credit. He gave him
fairly
easy throws. You know, hey, the ball's going to get out, all those things. I thought that small piece, going in at halftime, it was 10-3, and then they got the ball. And they went down and scored. So all of a sudden, same thing that happened before. That the last few minutes of the second quarter and the start of the third did the same thing in the playoff game prior to against Georgia. And not quite as big, but they scored 10 points in the last two times they had the ball.
Steve Angeli, 6'2", 205. He's a junior.
Yeah.
He was good. He was excellent.
I was really impressed with that.
He swung the game a little bit.
Next thing that was just bizarro world, how this happened. They lost two starting O-linemen.
They did.
Lost two. There are two replacements.
Notre Dame, yes.
The number snaps, I believe, the left tackle had played 60, and I think it was at right guard?
I
think it was right guard. He had played six.
Oh, six, okay.
Six snaps all year. I want you to think about that. So here's what I don't understand. They played 60-6. They have blown teams out incredibly. They beat the academies by like 50. So why were these guys not in the game?
Oh.
Why were they not getting snaps?
Well, one of them had been hurt.
But just think about this. And it's your left tackle against the best pass rushing team probably in college football.
I wonder what. So what's the answer? We don't know the answer.
I don't know the answer to it. But they came in, and did they play, you know, just off the charts? No, they had some. There was pressures. But they still won the game with two starting offensive linemen down.
Next man up.
And it was mind-blowing.
Well, what was crazy is that, so again, the offense of Notre Dame was not good in the first half. Get the field goal, make it 10-3 at halftime. Come out of halftime, is Riley playing or not? Yeah, he is, and he had a great drive. I mean, they ran the ball. Oh. Jeremiah Love is getting 9 the first three carries of that second half, and then they score the touchdown with Riley Leonard getting the 3-yard touchdown run. They weren't stopped in that drive. Mm-mm. They went a full half of, where's the offense at? Boom!
So they made
adjustments at halftime.
They made
all of a sudden 10-10, and here we go.
I don't know what adjustments they made, Bill, but McElroy addressed that. They were doing something different.
I mean, I think more is just mindset. It wasn't a different set of plays. It was more just like, hey, we're going to run the football. I mean, they made adjustments, meaning just, we're fine. Mm. Here's what we're going to do. And like I said, we have not run the football, and we've not stopped their run. That's going to be a focus, and they had enough ability. Here's the one thing that when you're watching it, and this came up in some threads last night that I was a part of.
Threads.
Some threads.
That Penn State was the better team. And they're not the better team.
Hmm.
It's always the one answer. The better team was Notre Dame. The more talented team was Penn State. I mean, Penn State's talent was, I mean, not at every position, but their defense and their front was remarkable.
Well, they had the two best players on the field.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
I mean,
Warren and Abdul Carter.
Yeah.
Yep.
Does Notre Dame have Ty Warren?
No.
Do they have Abdul Carter?
No.
Nope.
No. So probably Penn State.
I love the running back. I love Jeremiah Love. Yeah. He's that 2 yard run he had for the touchdown. He broke like four tackles. Oh. That was awesome.
Oh, that was the Love Doctor right there.
That was an incredible run.
Calling Dr. Love.
Yeah, that's what he
that
got
was
up.
Awesome.
He got up. Did you see that he got up after and said that? Call me Dr. Love.
Oh, God.
All right.
You know what they said to him?
What?
I believe in you.
Just like Blake. Yeah, I believe, Blake.
That's what Freeman said to him.
Okay, else did you see, Bill?
Well,
besides the two-hour awful
your
pick.
Statement to start, let's go back a little quicker. Oh, your statement after the run by the Love Doctor,
yep,
Sipa goes, I wouldn't want to fight him.
Well,
it was one of the most incredible runs that I'd seen. I'm like, okay, touchdown, with a knee brace.
Yeah, Sip says, I would not want to fight Jeremiah Love in the group chat. That was good.
Jeremiah Love is a dude. I mean. Yeah. But it's interesting now that we're talking about. No, if I were a Penn State fan, I'd be disappointed because of what we're
doing. I would be beyond disappointed because they had the more talented team. Now when you say that, on the other part that stands out, Drew Aller. Okay, he was at one time he was 5 for 13, but he had zero completions to a wide receiver. They had
the whole game.
Zero. Running backs and tight end only. Wide receivers did no. The wide. I saw it on Van Pelt afterwards. They had zero. 0 for 4. I think it was 0 for 4.
I think you're right.
Yes.
I'd look at the only one that would even come close to qualifying as a receiver is that number 16, Khalil Jenkins. Mm-hmm. But he's a tight end. He's number 16. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, he's not a receiver. He's 6'4", 253.
It's not a slot.
No.
They had zero.
No, you're right. They don't. I'm looking at their receiving.
They had zero.
They had zero. Wow.
Now, they ran the ball really well. But, yeah, Allard, 12 of 23, 135, one pick. Horrible pick.
What is that deal with that? Because they go to Warren.
I want you to imagine if just say it's the Nebraska versus UTEP. And the wide receivers had zero catches. It would be the storyline of storylines. It would be like, how is the wide receivers not have a catch?
Hmm.
And a lot of it was probably schematic-wise. Also, a lot of it was defensive-wise. I mean, being Notre Dame, did a great job. And then the number one thing you hear forever, it was said last night by numerous people. And this is like one of the first things being around an offensive coach, like you're like, 20 years old, or I'm just coaching at age 22 or 23, and you just hear to quarterbacks, never throw late down the middle. That's just the thing that's ingrained in you. Ever like that, you take the check down or you get rid of it, whatever it is.
McElroy
never throw late down the middle. Now,
late? I was thinking about that in bed this morning. What did he mean late?
Well, that was his third progression. It's very clear to show when they show it. So, the defense that they showed two-man, which is man under, two deep. Okay,
hold on.
And then on the man under, two deep. Yeah. On the snap of the ball, they rotated to one hole, which means now they're playing more outside leverage right there. And as the two deep looked like this, one safety went to the post, and the other one came to rob the hole.
Oh.
That's they changed it. That's not a huge change. And he looked right to Warren, not there. Good decision not to. The second one, not there. That's when you want to. And then someone was in his face.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was actually kind of trying to throw the ball away. He said later he was trying to throw the ball in the dirt. But the interception also was ridiculous, how good it was.
I mean, the coverage and the play.
And then right away, it's like, it's under review. And I'm like, that is incredible. Both arms underneath the ball. And at first I was like, as a coach, you know, I'm thinking, let me back up on this one. The punt changed everything. So as they're punting, I tell my wife, I said, I go, they should be able to pin him inside the 10. They didn't. They punted to the 15 or 16. So that made Penn State say, let's try to go score. If they'd have been pinned at the 5,
I think
Penn State would have just said, we're going to overtime. Because they had the more talented team. Mm. If someone said, what team are you taking? I'm taking Penn State.
Well, you
team.
Have Warren.
Yeah, I mean, and the ability, the fast twitch on the two outside of Abdul Carter in 33. What is his? The one who had the interception.
I don't have the name.
And he's the one who
had 6 foot five. Jake.
He had the interception. Yeah, and they dropped him into coverage.
That'd be Wheatley or Sutton.
I don't know.
But 33. Anyway,
33.
It was Dennis Sutton. That's who that is.
Yeah. It was. I mean, so they had so much ability.
But so go back to throwing late. So that just means.
Generally, you're talking about usually more of a post throw, not so much.
Okay.
Not so much a deep dig, a throw. But like I said, you just don't throw late over the middle. Usually it gets picked off by a safety. Or by a linebacker, not so much by the corner in great man coverage. But
hey, guys, I mean, Aller was he did not have a good game.
No,
and he was the GOAT.
12 for 23, 134 yards and one pick. Again, a horrible, horrendous pick.
And I have a hard time with by letter of the law, you can sit there and say, oh, that was pass interference. How many times have you seen that not called?
On the
pass interference in the end zone, Notre Dame intercepted
Warren,
the ball.
Yeah.
Notre Dame intercepts the ball.
Against Warren.
Yeah, and I'm like, when it happened, I didn't even think it was pass interference. They reviewed it. It's like,
letter of the law it was.
Most people are like, I don't know. He couldn't have made a play on that ball. But anyway, I didn't see it as a pass interference. And that call was like, okay. I said it earlier to my wife. I go, the referees have been completely out of this game. The next play, they missed the holding call. Mm-hmm. There was a brutal holding call that would have changed.
Julian Fleming.
That would have probably changed the game.
Grab the guy's shoulder.
Yeah, it was obvious.
Shoulder.
Obvious hold. I'm like, oh, there's holding. And they reviewed and they replayed. It's like, it wasn't kind of holding. It was horrendous holding on the perimeter right at the point of attack. It's almost like missing the double dribble for Nebraska and Iowa game.
Julian Fleming. Yeah. So, Aller, I feel terrible for him because how do you get over that?
No, it's a
horrifying situation.
Your pick
for Drew Aller.
Lost the game.
It pretty much did. Yeah.
You could have kneeled and gone to overtime.
There's
and
a goat
took chances,
in the game.
But no.
Yeah. There's heroes and goats, and he is that. I hate it for him. But he threw a bad ball, man.
I had such great respect. So he went to the podium. He went to the news conference.
Good for him.
And I'm sure he probably. I imagine that James Franklin probably said, "Hey, what do you think?" And he's probably, "Yeah, I'll go."
Good for
I mean,
him.
I'll talk. There was more questions. They had two. The first one was just walk us through what happened. He walked through it.
He was trying to throw it in the dirt.
That's what he said. So I went to here, throw it. And so he answered it very well.
Okay.
The next question, the guy goes, would you please evaluate your performance? I'm like, what kind of question is that?
What did he say to that, though?
He just kind of went, well, obviously it wasn't very good because we didn't win and that's how it works. But my point is, that's a bad question. He was 50% passing with one of the worst interceptions in the history of playoffs. Yeah,
that's bad.
And so it's not
a good question.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, that one's one I think is already there. I love the one is, hey, tell us what happened on the play.
Yeah,
walk us through what happened on the exact play. But if they go to overtime, what would it be? 70-30 that they win? I mean, they could lose, but they had the more talented team.
I think they did. I mean, we say they have the more talented team because of Ty Warren, the two ends, particularly Abdul Carter.
Not even that. They ran the ball right down Notre Dame's throat. Singleton, five yards a carry.
That's what I was just getting at. Yeah. We say those two guys, but it's also Singleton and Crouton at Creighton.
Crouton Allen, the touchdown run that they had
to put him ahead 24-17 from the 10-yard line. They just ran Notre Dame almost out of the stadium. Mm-hmm. I mean, their O line. I mean,
it
was a physical run, and it was like, oh wow,
this is hitting on something that.
Well, hold your thought on that, please. Can you?
Yes,
relate.
I'm hungry.
What's going on?
We'll get more of this.
Where
next
would we
segment.
Go?
I'm
we'll
hungry.
Get more of this next segment back to the game.
I'm hungry.
But you seem hungry. Even though you had oatmeal for breakfast, I would probably send you to early
they
bird.
They probably have oatmeal at the bird, but I'm going to say that's not the route you want to go.
Yeah, get
not
pan,
with, the,
yeah.
Not with
there's
what
so
they
much
have.
To eat
what else
there.
Is there?
If you go and like, hey, just give me a piece of toast and some oatmeal. No.
Well, if
no.
I get butter on the toast.
No, just go to Hy-Vee. It's fine.
What they have there, Sip, they've got breakfast burritos. They've got chicken fried steak, which is smothered. They've got a variety of pancakes like blueberry, banana, strawberry, maybe huckleberry, potentially.
En route. The Huckleberry.
And don't forget the world-famous Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Oh, that was a bad one. Hash holes. Hash holes.
Get there today for breakfast, brunch, and lunch. 6:30 to 2:30 every single
parking.
Day.
Is there parking, 19, Jake?
A lot of free parking at 19th and K.
Jake, quick question for you. Is there going to be some sort of giant breaking news that might come up today?
There, I guess there could be. Yes.
Jake, I didn't know about this.
There could be some breaking news today.
Okay.
We'll have more on this game when we come back.
Jake wants to say that.
On Early Break on the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.